So far, every interview I've recorded for this series has been inside an office, seated at desks, surrounded by paperwork and air conditioning. I expected the same when I heard back from William Garza, CEO of Pier Sonoma, but the address he gave was to a warehouse, littered with stacked boxes full of everyday supplies. And Garza wasn't dressed in an office suit, but shirt, jeans, and athletic shoes. It was clear from the outset, this was a different kind of recovery effort.
Pier Sonoma is a donation intake and distribution hub for fire relief here in Sonoma County. Originally, we took in donations from L.C. Allen High School and a lot of the shelters around that closed down. Also, we took donations in from the Red Cross before they shipped them out, just to keep everything local. That was our main goal.
We conducted the interview at a pair of folding tables behind boxes full of necessities. Water bottles, toiletries, blankets, even toys. Seemed obvious to me that these were things fire victims would receive, but Garza pointed out that wasn't always the case.
We didn't see that. We didn't see anybody doing what we're doing. Yes, there are a lot of organizations that you can go to and they do needs assessment, the same thing, but it's more of a financial aid type of thing. They'll give you money, gift cards, you can go do some shopping, things like that, but you're only getting a specific amount of money.
Garza was also clear that despite it now being 6 months since the fire, many of these basic goods are still very important.
A lot of people are still in hotels, motels. They haven't found places to live yet. That's another issue. There's not a lot of space for them to take a whole bunch of stuff that they can use in a small motel. So when they do find a place, which might be a year from now, they're going to need general stuff to fill their home up with.
And Pier Sonoma came up with a system for distributing what they have, depending on individual need.
We secured some warehouse space. We put up a website. You can fill out your information, let us know what your situation is, how you were affected by the fires. Case manager will call you, talk with you, see what you need. We do the needs assessment, case management. You'll get into our system, and then we'll come back around every couple of weeks and check in with our clients to make sure that they have what they need.
Garza told me how generously people gave to Pier Sonoma, and he assured me everything they receive goes right back out.
Everything we have, it goes right back into the community, free of charge. We're on the ground as much as possible.
It was at that point I could no longer ignore how everyone appeared to be packing up stuff as if preparing for a move. Garza explained.
Right now we're in transition. You can see our warehouse space it's sold. So we're looking for a place, you know, we're hopefully looking for a donated space to work out of to continue doing this. Because right now we're downsizing.
I wished Garza luck in securing a new space and continuing the mission of Pier Sonoma. Though I did have one last question. Pier is written in all caps, like an acronym. Does it mean anything?
Phoenix Emergency Evacuation Response.
That was way more dramatic than I was expecting.
Yeah, so Pier's much, much better, I think.
I'm J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.